And with me today is my special guest, who is actually doing something so cheerful. Matthew McGee of Freefall Theater, welcome.
Hi, Nanette. Nice to see you.
Here we go. So, yes, and Matthew, you have been so kind. Freefall Theater, you always donate to Radio St. Pete. You're a wonderful partner. And we thank you for the two tickets that we'll be giving away later. Tell us a little bit. You know, number four movie in the world is A Christmas Carol. And that was the 1951 Ebenezer Scrooge, that curmudgeon, miserly businessman. It's never been outdone by the Muppet Christmas Carol or Scrooge. And I get that you are doing a special version at Free Fall this year. Tell us all about it.
You know, for years we did Christmas Carol right on our stage, and we did a huge production of it for about, I think, 5 or 6 years since we opened in the Central Avenue space in 2011. So we did it for many years. And then we kind of gave our patrons a break during the holidays and did some other different, you know, Christmas shows. And during the pandemic, we did our drive-in shows, and we did a version of that same show, Christmas Carol, that we did every year. But we did it in a concert form with singers and video elements and a narrator, just like the Candlelight Processional at Epcot every year at Disney. And last year, it was me and Roxanne Fay. We played the narrators. And then this year, I'll be doing the narrator for all 12 performances. And I play Scrooge and everybody else in the show. I wear lots of hats.
Wow. Well, you know who else is here in studio? And we're going to hear from them in a little bit. Is Eugenie Bondurant and Rocio Escobar from Station 12 Studio. And we're going to do a little crazy version ourselves. But I want to ask you something. The ghost of Christmas past, present, or future. What do those ghosts mean to you, Matthew?
You know, that's such an interesting thing because I have to play all three of them in this show. You have to make some big, pretty big, broad choices to play each of them because they're so vastly different. But I usually play Christmas past pretty ethereal, with a more feminine sound. And of course, Christmas present, I don't have to work too hard. It's a large, jolly man. I can pull that off. And then Christmas future, of course, I don't say anything really because that character doesn't have a lot of dialogue, but or none, so to speak. But they're all such very interesting aspects of what the holidays mean to us. You know, whenever I think about Christmas past, I think about how my mother always made Christmas so special for us as we grew up. And then when I think about Christmas present, I think about, you know, the great life I have now, you know, living in Tampa Bay, working in the arts, and my own little family here that I have in Tampa Bay. And then Christmas future, I look ahead to what that means to me coming up. And Christmas changes as we get older. I know you know that, Nanette. It's a little bit different, right? The way we approach it, the way we celebrate it. So it really is the three sort of stages of how we experience Christmas through those different spirits. It's very interesting.
You do a little bit of an immersive experience too for the Christmas Carol, and I believe you can get some good cocoa, right? And some other things go on.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things. We're decorating for the holidays this week, and we have special food and treats at the theater that we have in our concession area. So it's a lot of fun. You know, people really do love it. It's only 12 shows, so it's filling up very fast. And so we're really looking forward to bringing it back again in this concert version, which I think, even though, you know, it isn't the big lavish productions like we did in the past with the large cast and all the different costumes, you do get a better understanding of the show itself and the story because there are sections in this play that are directly from the novel by Charles Dickens, and getting to see those wonderful P.J. Lynch illustrations. He let us have his famous illustrations for Christmas Carol for the video work. It's a real immersive, fun experience, and it's just like a Freefall situation. We're telling stories by using the most cutting-edge technology that we can.
And tell us the dates and where people can learn more, Matthew.
Absolutely. They can go to freefalltheater.com, and the show runs December 12th through 24th, right up through Christmas Eve.
Well, you know, I can't wait to be there and see all the costumes. Matthew, you have a wonderful show up to here, and you cover so many wonderful things with so many wonderful people. And we're so proud to have you as an anchor podcaster on Radio St. Pete. Can you give us a shout out about what community radio and Radio St. Pete means to you?
Oh, absolutely. It's given me this unique and wonderful platform to be able to talk about the things I love, including theater and the arts and entertainment and other things like that. And it's kind of given me kind of an opportunity to express myself publicly in a way that, you know, not many people get offered these kind of experiences or the ability to, you know, have like a show on air. And so I'm really delighted to be able to do it. I really enjoy working with you and Janet and many of the other hosts, and of course Stephen Reardon and others who have been guests on. Radio St. Pete is a special thing, and I really do hope you do very well today for Giving Tuesday, which, you know, is a big day for all nonprofits, truly.
Joy to the World starts with Matthew, and we can't wait to put the ho-ho in the holidays. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.